are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is what we pay the big bucks for. This is what we pay our researchers for. Finally, we have a verdict on whether condoms diminish sexual pleasure or not. Yep, finally. I have been waiting years to see somebody put millions of dollars into a study to figure this out. Now, I don't know how much they've really spent, but I guess we do have a study out, and this is breaking medical news this week that condoms do not diminish sexual pleasure, obviously, of sex. And go ahead and, I guess, poncho it, right? Or wrap it up, glove it, right? If the glove fits, acquit, glove it. Whatever term you use to put on a condom, just go ahead and condom it. Apparently, they say Americans find sex satisfying. According to this new study, whether they wear a condom, whether or not, whether they're gay, whether they're straight, whether they're women, whether they are men. Lead study author Debbie Herbenick, associate research scientist and co-director for the Center of Sexual Health Promotion at Indiana University in Bloomington, says when people use condoms, they still enjoy sex. You see, so you don't have to talk the lady out of it. You don't have to talk the man out of it. It should be fine. The study was published this week in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. That is very difficult. My lisp is coming back this week, so I apologize if the Journal of Sexual Medicine. Apologize if my lisp is coming out. They found that in a nationally representative sample of men and women aged 18 to 59, ratings of sex were high with few differences based on condom or lubricant use. They say no significant differences were found in men's ability to have erections with or without condoms or lubricants. That is true. I think what it is, and I think what it always has been, is this whole psychological thing that you have to have a colored latex rubber on when you want to feel as much as you could feel. But from what we've understood in the medical community about sex, most of the enjoyment, not psychological, that may be for the lady, we're talking about the man here, is the blood rush, right, the erection, and the movement. It's not so much the tactile skin sensation. That doesn't play as much of a role. And it's more moving. Now, true. Okay, this is coming from someone who doesn't have a penis. So I apologize if I cannot be a world-renowned expert on the subject just based on my gender. But the one thing that we have understood was the in-and-out aspect of it wasn't the most tantalizing part. Same thing with the female. You know, you'll have women that'll say, I don't get this, I don't enjoy sex, he doesn't know what he's doing. Well, the in-and-out aspect, penetration aspect, not always what's the most stimulating. You know, there has to be other parts that are stimulated. I won't go into too much detail because I know many of you are taking your kids, you know, to school or back from school or taking your kids to swim. So let's just say the body part rhymes with, you know, as I could quote Seinfeld, Dolores. All right, that part has to be stimulated. It isn't so much the in and out of the vaginal wall. Well, same thing with men. All right. Yes, sometimes it feels good. There are many different sexual acts that can be performed on a man's body part, and it is found to be stimulating, but it's not the whole picture. Hence, ergo, thus, condom use shouldn't diminish sexual pleasure, okay? Whew! It's going to be kind of tough to kind of get through all that without getting kicked off the air. Okay, not too bad that I didn't say any bad words. Hey, I kept it as intellectual and as medical as I possibly could. All right, so Dr. Jill Rabin, Chief of Ambulatory Care, Obstetrics and Gynecology at the Long Island Jewish Medical Center in New Hyde Park, New York, says Condoms get a bad rap because there's obviously a power element at play, she says, or everybody would be using a condom. She says it's a macho thing. I don't know. I don't know if I would agree with the macho thing. Okay, I was not a hoochie mama growing up, so all the information I'm sharing with you is from what I learned from friends, okay? But my best friends would say that, okay, I'm quoting my friends, that when you're starting to get to the sexual act, stopping to open up a piece of paper or open up, you know, the wrapper. And then, you know, some of the condoms are yellow. Some are pink. Who designed the pink condom? That I don't even get. You know, even my gay men friends didn't like pink. I mean, a pink condom, really? It is a little demasculating, but I don't think it's a power thing. But, you know, keep in mind, remember, we're animals. Okay? I see my cats. I mean, one of my cats is completely spayed, right? No, is it spayed, neutered? Neutered. Okay, so the cat is neutered, and he still likes to jump the other cats. It's an animalistic instinct that we have that we like to be sexual aggressors, okay? And I'm not saying aggressing in a assault sense. I'm saying, you know, let's say the male. Okay, if a male is the dominant partner in the sexual relationship, okay, he wants to be able to, whether he's an animal, whether he's a human, whether he's a walrus, whether he's an elephant, he wants to be able to mount his partner. And when the feeling arises, doesn't really want to have to stop, doesn't really want to have to think about it. And ladies, I know this is a shock to you. Many male species don't really want the whole foreplay thing. All right. When the urge arises, they just want to do what the urge arises or demands at the time. And stopping to put on a condom is very unnatural. Now, it's necessary. Okay, I mean, you know, I don't give a damn, you know, what kind of an animal you are. Get the condom on if you're human, okay? I don't care about that. But it's just not in our animalistic tendency. Now, Puck from Glee, I forget what his real name. But, you know, he's being sued right now because he had entered a sexual relationship with somebody. She claimed she asked him to put on a condom. He didn't at the time. They had sex. Whether she's, you know, whether her claim is true or not. He's getting sued for not putting on a condom. So now you have a study saying it really shouldn't hurt the sexual experience. It should be fine. Put the condom on and let me please, for the love of the Lord, move on to another topic after the break. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive. She's dying.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, Finn from San Antonio writes, "Doctor, you may read this email on air. My wife has never had an orgasm. She admitted to me last month that she faked it when we were first dating and married." Oh, no. Oh, she could have gotten by without admitting that, right, ladies? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. "She doesn't enjoy sex," he writes. "She says she loves me, but I'm lonely, and I'm only 42 years old. Does she have a medical condition that can be treated, or am I screwed?" No, I don't think he's screwed, because... No. Okay. Okay. So much to talk about here. Okay. "My wife has never had an orgasm." That's what he says. Okay. First of all, okay, all jokes aside, very, very good that she's communicating with her husband. Okay. So I know she loves you. I think that's wonderful, because for her to have the guts to tell you that she faked it and that she doesn't enjoy it, because she could have just gone on faking it. You know, now, some men would say, just please lie to me and make me feel good, okay, so I don't feel inept or inadequate. We've talked about this on the show. If your female partner doesn't orgasm, it has nothing to do with your ineptness, okay? In some rare cases, yes. But women faking orgasms is a very, very common thing. And the main reason why women do it is because they want their male partner or their other partner, whoever they're partnering with, to feel good about the sexual act and feel like they reach success. Okay, some women have admitted that they faked orgasms just so the sexual experience ends, and then they could go to sleep. I mean, for the most part, the fact that she feels comfortable enough to communicate that to you is a positive. Okay, let's grab at straws here on this one. Okay, that's a positive. Okay, now when a person does have difficulty reaching orgasm, we do need to look at it from a medical perspective. Is it primary? Is it secondary? Have they really never ever experienced one? And then why is that? Do they have a neurological condition? Or do they have pain? Is there a psychological barrier to, you know, like some women that have been assaulted, very difficult for them to climax later, you know, in sexual relationships they feel safe with because they were so traumatized. So, you know, secondary can also happen. Secondary is where a woman was able to at one point and then can't anymore. Again, why is that? Neurological condition, menopausal condition, psychological, why is that? And then there's other types of, like situational, you know, there are some women that just won't be able to climax with certain partners. That just that can happen. And, you know, then we like to, you know, look to see if there's more of a general type, of an issue where it's just, it's not so much orgasm. It's just, it's sex in general. It's being undressed. It's the intimacy. And so it does need to be investigated. Yes. Yes, I mean, anorgasmia, basically lack of orgasms, yes, can be considered a medical diagnosis. I do believe insurance companies do reimburse doctors. I believe blood work can be paid for by the insurance company using a code. I don't know what the code is, off the top of my head, but absolutely, it could be, and it should be looked upon as a medical condition at first. Why not? You know, I mean, many women, it hurts when they have sex. They have a couple babies, uterus drops a little bit. Sex can be painful. Sometimes women will grow fibroids. Sometimes women will have ovarian cysts. Cysts shouldn't really hurt, but sometimes with cysts rupturing and women getting scar tissue, the scar tissue pulling on the bowel, it could be very uncomfortable. You know, women with irritable bowel syndrome. Many times I diagnose irritable bowel syndrome, not because they're talking about their bowels, but because they're talking about how sex is painful. And then, it turns out, well, they're constipated or they're bloated or they're gassy and that causes sex to be uncomfortable. So if sex is uncomfortable, it's very difficult for one to climax. Now, also, as women get older, sometimes the lubrication issue isn't all there, and I really apologize if there's anybody under the age of 6 in the car at the time listening to this. But, when there's a lack of lubrication, I mean, it could feel like tissue paper ripping. That's what my menopausal women tell me. And when you get vaginal atrophy and vaginal thinning, sex can be painful. The fact that Finn is 42 makes me think his wife is similar in age. She could be starting to go through some perimenopausal symptoms, but the fact that she admitted even before they got married, she had to fake the orgasm, that seems to be a little bit more of a primary type of anorgasmia as opposed to something secondary due to hormonals or menopause, etc. So, what do we do in this situation? Well, I think a good gynecological exam is always important. I mean, why not? Okay, you know, make sure ovaries are fine, uterus is fine, ultrasound, take a look, see where the bladder, and that's another thing too. You know, some women could leak urine in the middle of sex. Well, that really ruins the mood. It's embarrassing. So some women, they just don't even want to go there, but they're not going to admit it to their partner. I mean, when you're married, you would think at this particular case, she would probably admit it to him if she could admit she faked orgasms. But, you know, a lot of people that are in relationships, they just don't even want to go there. You know, they have a urge incontinence or a stress incontinence. Some of them can lose urine. Some of them can pass gas, etc. So a variety of things can keep people away from sex, and it's not you per se. It doesn't have anything to do with your sexuality. You may know exactly what to do, read the Kama Sutra, joy of sex. You could be an expert in it, right? Lead editor of the Journal of Sexual Medicine. It doesn't matter. There could be a whole variety of reasons women say no, they're not in the mood. And we've talked about that. So a good gynecological exam. And because we talked about neurological issues, a good medical exam as well. Sometimes things affecting the nerves. Remember, the whole climactic response and orgasmic response and the sexual cycle of both men and women do necessitates having a very healthy neurological system. And so you need to, if the nerves aren't working or there's a tumor pressing somewhere, that has to be evaluated. So a good neurological examination. You know, if you're diabetic, you could have, nerve dysfunction. You know, many men who have erectile dysfunction that come in asking for Viagra, one of the first things I run is a diabetes test. I check to see if they have diabetes. Because people that have poor blood flow, did you like that one? People that have poor blood flow will have then poor erections. So, of course, a good medical workup, including thyroid, anemia, liver, kidneys, etc. Why not? Gynecological exam as well. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is certain medications will cause lack of orgasm. Mayo Clinic has a great couple-page bulleted synopsis on what happens with anorgasmia. So I definitely urge you to read that if you're too embarrassed to talk to your physician about that. But many women or men who take SSRIs like Paxil, Prozac, Zoloft, Lexapro, they have trouble orgasming. Blood pressure medications could prevent that. Antihistamines. If your girlfriend or wife has been popping a Claritin or Benadryl or Zyrtec almost every day for allergies, it could be something as simple as that preventing her from climaxing. You got to get the medicine out of her system for a few days, see if it works. Not that sneezing in the middle of sex is going to help at all, but many people forget that there are medications, even over-the-counter medications. Some we haven't even been able to study. That'll do that because it just, you know, you have a lot of over-the-counter medications. There's herbs, there's vitamins. Any of those, if it doesn't mix right with the chemistry, they could have an issue. All right? Alcohol is a biggie. You know, many people, they decide to have sex after they drink. All right? You know, their inhibitions are down. They could act goofy. They hope the partner doesn't remember, you know that they have some cellulite in certain areas. Hypothetically, I'm saying, not you know, just hypothetically. But alcohol inhibits the orgasm. So that's another issue. Of course, drugs, you know, illicit drugs as well. So if, let's say, metabolically, biologically, medically, gynecologically, urologically, fix your radios, people, the person checks in all fine, then I like to get a sexual therapist involved. All right? Sometimes people need to be taught what they need in order to climax. Okay? If somebody has a sexual partner and all they did was the in and out, and nothing was ever addressed Dolores-wise, okay? And again, thank you, Seinfeld, for giving me that word that I could use on radio. Certain erogenous zones weren't given any attention to. The sexual act could be a very uncomfortable, unsatisfying one. So sex therapists are notorious or famous for going through the intimate details that need to be addressed that doctors don't have time for, and sometimes people are too embarrassed to talk about their doctor. That's what a sexual therapist can assist with. One sexual therapist I know passes out KY jelly. You walk in there, there's bowls of KY jelly all over the office because lubricant helps. And they say lubricant's fun, and it does help. Okay, I won't go into too much detail because I know there's children in the cars. All right. Did we kind of hit that pretty well? I hope so. Okay, good. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. It is going to be a phenomenal trip this summer. I would love to take as many of you guys with me. We do have some cabins left available. So please check out our website at drdahlia.com so we get you guys all tucked in and set to go. Just really quickly before we move on, we were talking about sexual dysfunction and inability to have orgasms. From a medical perspective, I wanted to also mention, I couldn't before break, sometimes estrogen therapy. Sometimes we'll use a little bit of estrogen, either locally, vaginally, or orally, patch, etc., and that sometimes seems to help also with female dysfunction. I hate sexual dysfunction. I hate to call that dysfunction. I just think that word is so stereotyped. Typical, but still, it's the word we use, and I hate that word, dysfunction. But difficulty to climax. Let's say difficulty with climaxing. Estrogen can work. Sometimes we use testosterone therapy as well. From Mayo Clinic discusses a couple alternative products, like a botanical massage oil that appears to warm the vaginal area and the Dolores down there. It's called Zestra. I don't know much about it, if any of you have had any luck with it. And then I guess there's supposed to be a supplement called ArginMax. It's an oral nutritional supplement that contains L-arginine, which is a substance that relaxes blood vessels, increases blood flow, etc. From what I understand, doesn't the arginine increase herpes types of flare-ups? I thought whenever you have herpes, you want to have a high lysine, low arginine diet. So interesting that there would be an arginine type of supplement that somebody would take to enhance. Well, that would make some sense. If it enhances blood flow to the area, could enhance a possible herpes outbreak. I'm not sure. Not a lot of studies done on those, but those are just some things that I wanted to throw out there. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A very, I should say, disturbing story came out where apparently a hospital worker, a male hospital worker, decided to have sex with a corpse. This was Alejandro Lazo, 61 years old, was arrested at Sherman Oaks Hospital for investigation, by a state health and safety code violation. And it is a felony. To have sex with a corpse is a felony. Alejandro Lazo lives in a suburban Reseda. Suburban Reseda was released after posting $20,000 bail. Must appear in court on February 11th. Apparently, no attorney of record or telephone listing for Lazo. Apparently, somebody at the San Fernando Valley Hospital reported seeing him engage in a sex act with a body. From what we understand, the body was a female. Okay? Now, according to the LAPD, anyone who commits an act of sexual penetration on human remains without lawful authority is guilty of a felony. Without lawful authority? What type of authority would be... Well, no. You know what? I know. Wasn't one of the countries in the Middle East passing a law that allowed a man to have sex with his dead wife for up to 12 hours? I need to find that. Remember, it was about a year and a half ago where a necrophilia law was being passed because the wife was technically still property. I need to look that up on break. The wife was technically still property, so even after death, the husband could still have sex with her. And it was this necrophilia. Why would somebody even want to have sex with a corpse? All right. Can somebody explain that? Now we did discuss when the subject came up about, I think it was a year and a half ago. I'm going to look it up for you guys on break. Sorry about that. We did discuss the different philias out there. Coprophilia, sex with stool. Of course, we know pedophilia, which is very scary. All right. Sex with children. And necrophilia. Well, necrophilia is sex with a corpse. And there was a study that looked at why people would perform necrophilia. Apparently, researchers looked at 34 different cases. And they found that 68% of the time, somebody decided to necrophiliaize, shall we say, because they had a desire to possess an unresisting or unrejecting partner. Okay, 68% of the time. Okay, 21% was reunions with a romantic partner. It was somebody that they loved who had died, and so they wanted to have one more, I guess, reunion. 21%. 15%, the reason was they are just sexually attracted to corpses. It just is something that turns them on. 15% said the reason why they did it is a comfort or overcoming feelings of isolation. 15%. And 12%, these guys are really sick, if you don't think the above are, seeking self-esteem by expressing power over a homicide victim. Hence, they kill somebody and then engage in the act. Pretty scary stuff. Yes, it is a felony, an absolute no-no. And he posted bail. And, well, obviously keep you posted on what happens with that. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another shooting took place yesterday, and a man has been charged at a shooting at a community college in Houston, left four people hospitalized. The man, Carlton Berry, 22 years old, was charged with aggravated assault, has remained hospitalized for injuries sustained in the shooting. Apparently, there was a dispute between Mr. Berry and another man, which led to the shooting at the Lone Star College's North Harris campus. At least one of the men may have been a student or a former student at the college. Both were detained by the authorities. Three people were wounded by the gunfire, including the two men in the altercation and a maintenance worker who was shot in the leg. A fourth person who was not shot was taken to the hospital with medical problems. I believe they had a heart attack. I need to confirm that. School officials said the campus would reopen today on a normal schedule. Now, remember how I discussed gunshots don't usually sound like gunshots. They sound like firecrackers. Well, Joshua Flores, a senior at the school, was standing outside the cafeteria and said they thought it was fireworks. So they didn't go anywhere. They just stood and put, they thought it was fireworks. And then a bunch of people came running their way saying, yelling, the guy's a gun, run, run. 19,000 students at the college were evacuated, and police officers were sent to the site. So thank God nobody died. But, again, just another reminder that when a shooting takes place, it's not going to sound like in the movies. Okay? And I know some of you are like, Dahlia, that's common sense. But no. I mean, you see here. All right? You know, how many times have we heard click, pop, pop, pop? We hear pop, pop, pops all the time. You know, what do these kids have now? They don't even use them during 4th of July. They use them throughout the year. They're called poppers, where you pull the string and it makes popping sounds. So, I mean, kids could be, you know, we're so used to hearing these popping firework type sounds. We hear it out of kids' guns. You know, my kids' toy guns. You know, I'm not really a fan of buying them toy guns. Usually, you know, it'll be a birthday party and that would be a gift they get. I really don't buy them guns unless it's the Nerf. I have, you know, bought them the Nerf type stuff. But, you know, these other toy, you know, assault rifles and machine guns and shotguns, you know, the sounds sound like fireworks, firecrackers. So we're already immune. We gain this immunity to that sound because we hear our kids playing these all the time. And for those of us that enjoy fireworks and 4th of July, it's just a sound that goes into our comfort, shall we say, center in the brain. And it doesn't tick off our spidey sense. And I'm telling you right now, retrain yourself. That has to tick off your spidey sense. You hear anything that sounds like poppers or sounds like firecrackers or I don't care, even gas. Just get down. It wouldn't hurt. Get down. Lay low. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess when we come back from break, there's a whiteboard. I guess they call them whiteboards now instead of chalkboards. There's a whiteboard that could double as a shield. I guess a company has now designed, as a result of the Sandy Hook, shooting. Also, we're going to talk about, more people fleeing California because of taxes and, more stories as they come. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. The Dr. Dahlia Show. I saw most of the hearings today with Hillary Clinton. Most of the questions weren't answered. You know, we still don't understand why we were told a completely different story for the first few weeks of the Benghazi attack. Also, a lot of questions surrounding what happened with Algeria and why nobody has been yet held responsible. I mean, Hillary Clinton held her own. You know, she did. She looked great. I don't know where she could have possibly hit her head when she had the concussion. Maybe it happened on the back of her head. But the front of her head looked great. You know, I know she had suffered a concussion, possibly a laceration to her head. Couldn't see it. She looked great. It just, you know, these congressional hearings, I didn't feel like I learned anything about what happened and what we're going to do to further promote our security overseas. But in the news today, they were discussing how Joe Biden appears to be getting ready for a 2016 election, and how he may not get the Democratic recommendation or the Democratic nomination if Hillary Clinton decides to run. So in Democratic politics, that's going to be very interesting to see what happens and how they fight that out. From what most political strategists are guessing, if Joe Biden ends up being on the ticket in 2016, Democrats have no chance. Hillary Clinton, they have a great chance. So that's going to be something to watch. Hillary, like I said, we didn't really learn anything. I don't feel any more confident with our State Department after those hearings. But she did a pretty good job. She cried. She looked feisty. And if I was looking at this from a political strategist standpoint, she got through that pretty unscathed. But, you know, remember, we're expecting politicians, we're expecting answers. We're expecting something to come of it. And the reason why the news media is saying today's hearing was a success is because, remember, for politics, it was a success. Remember, what happens in Washington, D.C. is politics. It's all politics. So, politically, Hillary Clinton succeeded. The rest of us watching this, like, huh, what? What happened? Are the rest of our ambassadors safe? What? Huh? Everybody said Hillary Clinton did a good job. And for a politician, she did. She did a great job, but that's not really what we want right now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have to take matters in our own hands. All right? When it comes to school safety and protecting our kids, companies, of course, are going to be making a killing on this, because why government, you know, plays their political volleyball or political tennis, you know, the public wants protection of our kids. So from what we understand, inventor George Tunis has created a bulletproof whiteboard. He has created the board in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre that happened last month in Connecticut, where 27 people were killed. The boards measure 18 by 20 inches, can stop a bullet from a handgun fired at point blank range. This is scary stuff. I'm seeing the dummy hold the bulletproof board. It's less dense than water, and the armor can float. So I guess it could also double as an emergency raft, I guess, in case there's a school over the water, and I guess somebody needs to jump into the water. I'm not sure. Anyway, CEO of company Hardwire, he said, I was like, all right, let's take everything we got and see what we could throw at this problem, figure out an innovative solution. The boards weigh a few pounds, not too heavy, have three rubber-sized handles on the back, allowing it to be held in front of the body like a shield. The whiteboards, are similar to Hardwire's mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle technology, which is used to protect military convoys in Iraq and Afghanistan. The armor was created by polyethylene-based textile called Dyneema. He said the boards could buy children's and teachers time before the police arrive in possible emergency situations. As teachers are doing their daily lesson plans, it's in their hands, and if there's a crisis, it's in their hands. Teachers are not first responders, but sometimes they are thrust in that role. That's what they say. The inventor donated 90 of the products valued at about $20,000 to Worcester Preparatory School, where his children are schooled. See, I told you, people are taking matters in their own hands. The mother in Florida who gave close to $12,000 to the sheriff's department to put a deputy at her kid's school. Yeah, politicians will go back and forth on the assault rifle ban and what they should do for gun violence and what they should do for mental health screening. But, we want our kids protected now. And, I mean, good for this guy. Yeah, he's gonna make money. I mean, as long as they work, I don't care if he makes money. He deserves it. I mean, if this bulletproof, whiteboard, it's still, I can't get over whiteboard. you know what, chalkboard. I guess chalkboards don't exist anymore. But I guess if the bulletproof whiteboard works, I like the idea though of an area in the class where all the kids could hide behind. I don't know if one little shield is going to cut it. But again, it's just better than what unfortunately these Sandy Hook Elementary teachers were left with, just their bodies as human shields. So anything, I'd rather, if the private sector figures this out, amen to that. And God bless them for doing so. But the government isn't stepping in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So while people were giving Mickelson a lot of flack over complaining about the taxes he has to pay in California, Tiger Woods, you know, he just gladly admitted he left California because of the high tax rates. Tiger Woods said the reason he left California in the mid-90s was because the state's taxes were too high. This was at a press conference yesterday. He had moved to Florida in 1996. I know it wasn't because of the women. Remember, there's women in California, too. Lots of women in California. I believe him. I think it was the taxes. He was speaking at Torrey Pines Golf Course in La Jolla, California. He said, I moved out of here back in 96 for that reason. All right. Tiger Woods is worth an estimated $600 million. And the reason why he spoke up is he was referring to comments made by fellow golfer Phil Mickelson on Sunday that he would make drastic changes. Mickelson. Because of federal and California state tax increases. It is their tax rates are so high. They have the state tax. They have their regular income tax, and there's an additional tax I want to look up, and it is driving many people out of the state. Now, I used to live in California. I was born there. I went to medical school my last year there at UCLA. I planned on staying in California. I love California. I love the weather. I love the beach. I love the trees. It's a gorgeous state, but the taxes are ridiculous. And luckily, we have a choice of moving states if we want. I mean, I understand the government just now rose taxes, especially on people as rich as Tiger Woods. But, you know, for some of us that don't want to put up with those extra taxes, see, Nevada attracted so many people, and we had such an economic boom because we don't have state tax. We don't have state income tax. That's a huge help. Now, yes, there are a lot of other taxes us business owners do end up paying, so we don't get off that easy. But still, hell of a lot cheaper than living in California. So it was kind of interesting that Tiger Woods stepped out and spoke out. All right. Now, scientists think they have found the holy grail of brain research in regards to concussion-related brain disease. They have developed a way to detect CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, while the athletes are living. Usually, the physicians or the researchers would only be able to see that there was chronic traumatic encephalopathy, confirming it on autopsy. Now, we know that repeated head trauma with prior NFL players or people that have sustained head trauma will bring on dementia, depression, personality changes. We've known of players who have committed suicide. There's not much we could do while they're alive. After they die, they do an autopsy, and they identify that they had CTE, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Well, now for the first time at UCLA, they have figured out how to use a brain imaging tool to identify the buildup of tau proteins, which is a key marker to this. So if they're able to do this now on a more routine, easy basis, hopefully we can identify people before they die, get some treatment. All right, guys, don't go away. Another couple hours coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Be right back.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of
of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.